This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday that the G7 had made a clear statement that it supports Ukraine and it would last long into the future after a declaration outlined a multilateral framework to support Ukraine.
Today, the members of the G7 are launching a joint declaration of support for Ukraine to make it clear that our support will last long into the future.
In a speech later, Biden accused the Russian President Vladimir Putin of having a craven lust for land and power and pledged that the U.S.-led NATO alliance would not falter in supporting Ukraine against Russian aggression. Biden has made unifying NATO one of his top foreign policy priorities and said that Putin had badly underestimated the resolve of the military alliance. The future of a Russia-Ukraine agreement to export Ukrainian grain to world markets is again in doubt as Moscow threatens to not renew it after it expires on Monday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan pledged his determination to secure a new extension. Dorian Jones explains the deal's importance.
Erdogan said he hopes the initiative, which has delivered 33 million tons of grain to people who need it as a lifeline, will be extended on July 17th. With Ukraine a major grain supplier, the grain deal has helped to avert a surge in global food prices. But the agreement needs to be renewed every 60 days. Moscow says it will only agree to another extension if international sanctions are eased to allow the export of Russian grain and fertilizer. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website or don't download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Microsoft says Chinese state-linked hackers secretly accessed email accounts at around 25 organizations, including government agencies, in a sweeping cyber espionage campaign by a group which primarily targets entities in Western Europe. The hacking group, which Microsoft has dubbed Storm 558, forged digital authentication tokens to access web email accounts running from the firm's Outlook service. Microsoft said in a statement via its website, the activity, it alleges, began in May. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas visited the West Bank city of Jenin on Wednesday amid spreading anger over violence across the West Bank. Reuters' Edward Baran has more.
Many Palestinians feel his position has been hopelessly compromised as violence across the West Bank has spread. For well over a year, Israeli raids in cities like Jenin or Nablus have become routine. Hundreds of Palestinians, most fighters, but many civilians as well, have been killed, while a spate of Palestinian attacks have killed dozens of Israelis.
Edward Baran of Reuters News. Thailand's election commission says there is evidence that the top candidate to become the country's next prime minister may have violated the country's election law. Pita Limjaroenrat is a reformist with strong backing among progressive young voters, saying that he may have violated the election law. He referred his case to the Constitutional Court for a ruling. Pita can still be nominated on Thursday when Parliament meets to vote on a new prime minister. The International Monetary Fund on Wednesday approved a much-awaited $3 billion bailout for Pakistan. It is a move that's likely to save the impoverished Islamic nation from defaulting on its debt payments and will release the funds over a 9-month period to support Pakistan's economic stabilization. The nominations for this year's American Television and Emerging Media Awards, known as the Emmys, are out. HBO Succession leads this year's outing with 27 nominations. Margie Zaralata from the AP has more.
All you have to do is vote yes and support the deal.
The fourth and final season of Succession dominated the Emmy nominations, including a nod for Best Drama. Stars Brian Cox, Jeremy Strong, Kieran Culkin, and Sarah Snook got acting nominations. The Last of Us has 24 nominations. The White Lotus has 23. Ted Lasso has 21, including Best Comedy Series. The Emmys are scheduled for September 18th on Fox. I'm Margie Zaralata.
For social media posts, be sure to follow The Voice of America on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.